Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer, following the Word of God. Let's just join in one mind, in one accord. Lift up the name of Jesus. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And we do invite you to worship with us for the next few minutes. Let's just have a great time in the presence of the Lord, worshiping and praising Him, lifting up His name, exalting Him, and letting Him know that we realize that He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Go with me in the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Ezekiel 34:26. He says, I will cause the showers to come down in His season. There shall be showers of blessing. Well, we didn't select that song today, but it would have been a great song to sing to go along with that scripture. Showers of blessing we need. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you contact someone and invite them to worship with you, and then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. All right, we're going to take the Melodies of Praise hymnal, and we're going to go to page 140. Sing along with us on a great one entitled, By My Spirit.
Is there a mountain in your way? Where doubts and fears abound, press on, oh, hear the Spirit say, this mountain shall come down. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. Shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Is there a river in your path? A river deep and wide. Step in, the waters will roll back. You'll reach the other side. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Is there a fiery furnace trial far more than you can bear? Behold, the blessed Son of God is walking with you there.
Hallelujah. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
Then trust alone the mighty God. He speaks, the winds obey. Take courage then, O fainting heart, for you He'll make a way.
It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Taken from the book of Zechariah. Praise the Lord. We firmly believe that today. It's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And you notice when the Lord speaks, things happen. Read even in Genesis chapter 1, when God said, let there be light, there was light. And continuing on down through the chapter, when God spoke, things happened. And we want God to speak in our lives, and we want things to happen. Going to the precious promise today, we're going to Genesis 28:15. He says, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. What a wonderful promise today. Another promise in another verse says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And here he says, behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. I remember Sister Mina Ramage from Smithland, Kentucky, used to always testify, I thank the Lord for his saving power and his keeping power. Well, she could substantiate that testimony based on this verse, because he said, I am with thee, and I will keep thee whither thou goest. So let's pray today. Father, we thank you today for the great word of God. We're so thankful, Lord, that we can lean on you and we can depend on you. We can look to you. And Lord, we know that your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears are open to our cry. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us in all of our places as you go with us. Lord, wherever we go, we're thankful that you are there. And Lord, you sustain us. We give you praise today for being a wonderful Savior and a wonderful Lord. There's none other, Lord, that we can put our trust and our confidence and our dependence in except you. And Lord, but you've never failed us, and you're there for every one of us. Lord, lead us in this service today. Use this service to speak to some heart. Today can be the day that someone repents of his or her sin Today could be the day, Lord, that someone finds you as his or her personal Savior. Have your way in our lives today. Help us to be witnesses. Minister and touch each need today. Hear every request that's being prayed. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. And that comes from Proverbs 18:10. So each day this week while we sing that, you can have your Bible open to Proverbs 18:10 and have the words in that song in front of you. I'll be giving you some contact information in just a little while, so be ready to take it down, if you will. God delivers again. Standing there at the Red Sea, God's people began to complain. Soon Pharaoh and his mighty army would take them in bondage again. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, Moses cried. Then God parted the waters, and they rushed to the other side. God delivers again. Oh my God delivers again. When it seems all is lost, he reaches down his hand. Then all the forces of evil have to flee at his command. Just when things looked hopeless, my God delivers again. God delivers again. God delivers again. Seems that all is lost, he reaches down his hand. Then all the forces of evil have to flee at his command. Just when things look hopeless, my God delivers again. And you've been worshiping with us on the Power of Pentecost. Send any mail to Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And the website www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.